This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country as well as around the world via the satellite, and to all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and our Border Patrol. Thanks for the great job you're doing keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers too, and those Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, as well as our bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got a report here that has not been confirmed by Washington, and the president was asked by reporters yesterday about this, and he refused to answer. Apparently, Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama bin Laden, is dead, according to three U.S. officials. That's all we know. We don't know how, when, or why, but the last time he was actually heard of was in 2018.
It's confirmed he's dead.
All right. They must have done it by DNA. So you tell us how it was confirmed.
We apparently did a joint operation with somebody. We don't know who.
In Pakistan?
No. They're not saying where.
Okay.
But, yeah, he's dead. And it looks like what we did was a couple of head fakes. I mean, we knew that he was dead for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But we also put a most wanted reward on him.
$1 million, was it?
Yeah. We kind of already knew that he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is one of 11 kids, a couple others of Osama bin Laden. One of the sons was killed in the operation with Abbottabad, Pakistan.
Right.
And what's particularly interesting about Hamza is that he was married, I think, 2 years ago, maybe a little over 2 years ago, and he married Mohammed Atta's daughter.
Yeah.
He was being groomed, very much being groomed to take over and really was, had taken over Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't necessarily have to worry about him so much anymore. But the fascinating thing is, since the United States was in a joint operation with some other country in this, we will clearly have what they like to call pocket litter. You know, we will be able to collect, and already have, I'm sure, other intelligence on Al-Qaeda, like we did with the Abbottabad raid, which, by the way, we didn't, you know, we've had like 0.1% of that material that was declassified and released. So they still haven't released everything that they found at the Abbottabad house in Pakistan.
I wouldn't think they would, because some of it's got to be, you know, really.
Well, yeah. It was a long time ago. It's time to declassify it. But anyway, he's dead. Gone. Period.
All right, I got a question for you. When North Korea tested this missile, the second missile test in a week, were these the same ones they tested the week prior? I've heard conflicting.
Yes.
They were?
They were, and there's something there I do need to say about that while I'm looking it up because I made a note of it. By the way, in all the confusion yesterday, we do now have a U.N. ambassador, United States U.N. ambassador, and that is Kelly Craft. She did, in fact, get confirmed yesterday in a vote of 56 to 34. So that got lost in all the headlines yesterday.
Yeah, it did. I never heard a word. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But back to the missiles. They are dubbed what is known as KN-23. And these missiles, interestingly enough, are designed to evade any kind of missile defense system. So these kinds of missiles, and these are the reasons I think we're up to four that they've tested, are easier to hide, launch, and maneuver in flight. So they are low altitude gliding and what they call leaping flight patterns, which makes them much harder to intercept. So they were demonstrating those capabilities, and now we're up to four of those.
Now, there was something really weird, and I'm just going to mention this because we won't have time to really discuss it. The Jeffrey Epstein case continues to get odder and odder. According to the New York Times, Epstein spoke to scientists about his dream to seed the human race with his DNA by impregnating women at his vast New Mexico ranch. Holy cow.
I saw that. I'm not sure that's accurate. But
well, it's the New York Times, but, you know. I mean,
well,
but yeah. Still, I mean, good God. What do you say to something like that? Was this guy out of
his
mind?
Well, the other one that was floating around was that he wanted to have, his DNA and even his body, if when he died, his body, cryogenically frozen or whatever it is?
Yeah. To be brought back later when they could figure out. Yeah. Mm. Oh, well, here comes the music just in time. We don't need to talk too much about that one. But anyway, I mean, the guy, wow. You talk about strange. Holy smokes. But anyway, you heard it here. Hamza bin Laden is dead. The report we had didn't say that, but Denise is confirming that he is dead. Okay, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, what do 350,000 responsibly Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of having to defend themselves because they all know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. The last person standing, by whatever means you use to defend yourself, is the first person the police will be looking at, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, check them out by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. You will have an opportunity to win the free gun a day giveaway. There's a little drop down screen there that'll allow you to do that. And then check out the three levels of membership they have there. They've got like an A and a B and a C membership. But when you join, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, which includes some of the great gear from USCCA, as well as some training videos and whatnot, and the Concealed Carry magazine, the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, 2 years in a row, that gives you savings on things like hunting and fishing and camping and RVing, as well as guns and ammunition. All righty, that's the USCCA logo link on the Captain's America Third Watch website. Denny Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Okay, everybody is just in a big rush to take their yachts or take their planes and scoot on over to the big old Google ensemble. And Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are over there, too. And I think he's going to speak to that group.
This is the second or third confab where Google has hosted what they call Google Camp. And this is only for A-listers. These are for some real American, you know, power brokers, if you will.
Yeah, a bunch of movie stars.
Yeah, and they're here to discuss privacy, which is kind of a hypocrisy in itself because there's nothing private with Google, climate change, and human rights. So, yeah, we all go over to this resort. It's really fancy, fancy resort called Vendura in Sicily, or otherwise known as Palermo. And how do we get there? Well, climate change. We get there by, private jets, lots of them, yachts. Some of these yachts, by the way, are worth more than $400 million. And we're going to spend several days there now. Who's showing up? Well, glad you asked, because Obama's there, Leonardo DiCaprio, Katy Perry, Bradley Cooper, Mark Zuckerberg, Prince Harry, and Meghan Markle. And then we have some other fun people like Diane von Furstenberg, Eric Schmidt, David Geffen. Yeah, these are... Oprah Winfrey, Gayle King. Now, what's particularly interesting is it appears that this Google camp is essentially competing with Davos, the Economic Forum. And let's talk about the whole climate change thing. Well, they obviously show up in their, you know, their yachts and their airplanes.
Yeah, but did you see some of those yachts? I mean, some of those yachts were 300 feet long. And
that's
some,
what I'm saying. It's $400 million. They're doing? They're driving around
and some of the aircraft. Some of the aircraft was like the plane that Trump used to fly around in, private aircraft like that size.
Absolutely. And then while they're there, they have Maseratis if they want to drive around. SUVs, and then there are a bunch of little speedboats, so they can. The entire staff at the resort had to sign non-disclosures. They brought in a whole lot more security. But here's the fascinating thing. I just wonder if a Leonardo DiCaprio or Obama is going to say to Google, hey, Google, what are you doing to power all of your dataplexes? Are you using renewable energies to do that? Because, I mean, Google has got major data farms, if you will, across the world. Huge things.
I bet they do.
So you have to keep servers very cold. Very, very cold. Can you imagine the kind of power it takes to just cool one of those facilities? Just one?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the hypocrisy of it all is ridiculous. But the other thing is, what is it about these people, the Prince Harrys and the Zuckerbergs and the Leonardo DiCaprios, that make them all experts on climate change? And what are they all going to come back with? What do we get to listen to when they come back on their 114 private jets?
Well, I know Leonardo DiCaprio, when he came back from, because I remember him going to one of these deals. And I remember when he came back, he was all about, you know, we got to go green, we got to this, we got to do that. And then, of course, they tore him apart because of his big fancy aircraft. All right, I think we got our favorite caller on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Bob, Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah, I wanted to give you a chance to tell everybody, but go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway. Does Denise think that there is going to be a real tug of war between the centrist part of the Democratic candidates and the far left part? Because it looks like that's what's starting to develop. It looks like there's the centrist part is starting to give a little bit more tug, as I saw in those debates last night. Anyway, that's it.
All right. Well, let me start with this. The moderates are gone, right, Denise? I mean, the moderate, Joe Biden is there, but he's had to go so far to the left, I'm not sure what he is anymore.
Well, that's just it. And the center line has moved to the left to the point where, you know, the entire globe is tilted, if you understand what I'm saying there.
Yeah.
You know, a few of those candidates tried to inject a little bit of, you know, rational thought. But they got like majorly attacked on one or two items Biden did, on one or two items some of the others did. But beyond that, it's just, I mean, you just can't explain it.
No.
I mean, it's as nuts as you know, John Dillinger's body being exhumed after 85 years. You know, it's like crazy.
Well, it obviously is something that nobody's really saying a whole heck of a lot about, but let me see here. I was going to see
if... went on and on and on about, you know, pre-K to third grade. What? What? I mean, every single issue last night, with the exception of really one question when it came to foreign policy, everything was social justice. Everything was social justice.
All right, well, I want you to listen to this for just a second, because this is David Axelrod, of all people, talking about the fact that they've gone so far to the left, they're beyond where anybody is even supporting them as far as some polling. Listen to this.
You said something interesting, which was, it isn't good enough to argue that the country doesn't want this. It does seem, if you're running for president, that you ought to take into consideration what the country wants. And the fact is, large numbers of people oppose the Medicare for All proposal if it replaces private insurance. That, we've seen it in poll after poll after poll. A large number of people in this country do not believe the border should be decriminalized. A large number of people in this country don't believe that undocumented immigrants should qualify for public
assistance. But those numbers actually are squishier if you are able to have the conversation
yes,
with the voters.
Yes, the numbers are very, they come across.
We have time to do that.
I honestly appreciate your feelings about these issues, and I'm very passionate about health care myself. I was in the White House when we fought just to get the Affordable Care Act, couldn't get a public option. So Bernie Sanders was there. He knows that.
Now, you heard him say the large number of the country isn't for this. But then,
and who would think that David Axelrod would be the more sane voice in all of this?
Well,
you know?
Because he's the moderate.
Now, here's a fascinating thing. Obamacare, hello, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Mm-hmm. Obamacare, you have to pass it to know what's in it, mm-hmm. was going to solve all of our problems.
Yep.
All of them.
Yep.
And not in two nights, not one candidate, except for a second, Joe Biden, defended Obamacare.
Correct.
But that was going to be, you know, we were going to have peace on earth because of Obamacare.
Correct.
But Obamacare really, you know, what did it fix?
yeah.
And then what, and they, and it was so bad that now they want to go to Medicare for All. When in fact not one single Democrat has offered up any kind of legislation to fix the problems with Obamacare.
You are so right on that one, and with that we'll leave it right there. But like you say, David Axelrod apparently is the only sane adult in the room. I'll talk to you tonight.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simons and FoundersCode.com is a website, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check her out. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Detroit, top Democratic contenders for the White House squared off on CNN. On immigration, most of the candidates thought crossing the border should be decriminalized. Washington Governor Jay Inslee.
We have to make America what it's always been, a place of refuge.
The former vice president argues for more legal immigration, as the president is opposed. He says, naturally, people will come seeking asylum en masse.
When people cross the border illegally, it is illegal to do it unless they're seeking asylum. People should have to get in line. And the only reason this particular part of the law is being abused is because of Donald Trump.
And saying we are 10 years late on climate change, Andrew Yang says it's time to reverse course.
We also need to start moving our people to higher ground. And the best way to do that is to put economic resources into your hands so you can protect yourself and your families.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you all, United States veterans. They all love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And it is time for our second Military and Veteran News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And you know, the National Aviation Academy has been in business for about 75 years. They've been training certified aviation maintenance techs since the beginning, their origination. And here's more about what it is they do and how they do it.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. As a matter of fact, we know more have chosen to go to technical schools while in high school to learn a trade that in most cases will pay them what's called the bottom end of union scale to start out as an apprentice and then work their way up the ladder for whatever trade it is that they're learning. That's the way that that works. Now, how would you like to start out right off the bat in a job that will give you a great career path,
with a starting salary of $50,000 per year or more. Well, that would be an aviation maintenance tech, very much in demand right now in the age in which we live. And the aviation maintenance tech encompasses a lot of different things. It's not just about climbing in a jet engine and fixing it. There's other things with the aircraft that have gone computered and electronically wired and this, that, and the other. Now, National Aviation Academy, you can find out more about them by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Tell them you want to take the tour. You want to go to one of their two locations, Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Tell them you want to take the tour. Or give them a call, 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour, and then at the same time, tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment. So, that's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, and tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide slap open for you. It's going to be a good ride, too, as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Well, let's take a look here. The Army, the Security Force Assistance Brigade, which faced a rocky start during the initiative's maiden deployment last year, according to the U.S. government watchdog overseeing the mission in Afghanistan, is now offering more incentives to staff to retain its troops that are there because it's not easy work. Not easy work being in the Security Force Assistance Brigade over there in Afghanistan. Also, an Army soldier won gold in the women's 50-meter three-position rifle shooting at the Pan American Games, making her a strong contender in the 2020 Olympics. And yes, shooting is a part of the Olympics. Congratulations to her. And the Navy needs the Army to greenlight a project of theirs that they've got going. The Navy is hoping for a permit to dredge some of the Kennebec River to allow the passage of guided missile destroyers built at the Bath Ironworks so they can get out into the ocean from there in Maine. The Air Force, by the way, the Air Force and Navy practiced using United States Air Force jets to support and defend American service ships during a July 24th exercise in the Persian Gulf. Both AFSCENT and NAVSCENT trained together in the Persian Gulf. And a U.S. Air Force F-22 pilot in Hawaii has now become one of the first to try out the new Integrated Air Crew Ensemble IAE flight suit and gear. Yes, they've got new flight suits. F-22 pilots got them first over there in Hawaii. And I'm sure they're coming over here to CENTCOM and MacDill fairly quickly. By the way, some sad news. Remember the National Guardsman in Alabama who killed the police officer? Well, a grand jury will review the evidence in the case of the Alabama soldier charged with killing a police officer and wounding two others. He was a National Guard non-com. And that case is now going to the grand jury. We'll see what happens. By the way, the Coast Guard ships are returning with their catch to an Alaskan city all the time, where an explosion and a dock fire had halted temporarily much of its commercial fishing industry. Of course, that was Juneau where that happened. And the new Coast Guard commander, Adam Carl Schultz, has issued a general order banning Coasties from entering any business that grows, distributes, sells, or otherwise deals with marijuana. They are totally off limits. The U.S. Coast Guard has ordered marijuana dispensaries off limits to their members. Now, the defense industry, the U.S. State Department, cleared a weapons sale for Canada, which could net American firms about $44 million in revenues because Canada wants new terminals to work more closely with NATO. Of course, we are their neighbor. We have a lot of what they want right here. Also, a series of Typhoon jets being sold to Qatar and F-35-related components to the United States were largely behind a record-breaking year, which saw British defense exports in 2018 reach $14 billion, according to new figures released July 30th by the Department of International Trade in the United Kingdom. Now, the State Department yesterday cleared a trio of weapon sales for Egypt, South Korea, and Canada, which could net American firms more than $1.5 billion in revenue. We'll see how that plays out. By the way, SAIC will not bid to replace the U.S. Army's Bradley fighting vehicle, but they will continue to do upgrades on other armored vehicles, according to the company spokesperson. And I can't believe that they want to get rid of the Bradley fighting vehicle, but they do. So we'll see how that all plays out. By the way, remember the test over the weekend of the Arrow 3 ballistic interceptor that was put together with Israeli counterparts? Well, the Arrow 3 is part of Israel's layered defense system that also includes the Iron Dome and David's sling. And Israel wants to sell that system to countries that might want to buy it. And the United States has said, absolutely not. Now, we'll see where that goes. We'll see where that goes. Oh, and veterans? The Department of Veterans Affairs says that it spent $2.3 billion on its electronic health record system from fiscal 2015 to 2017. The Government Accountability Office said it found only $1 billion of the spending to be sufficiently reliable, which means they wasted at least $800,000. At least $800,000. And senior military officials and key Senate Republicans rallied around President Donald Trump's pick for the next vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Hyten, by flatly dismissing sexual allegation charges levied him against him by a former aide. So he apparently is in the clear right now, and we'll see what happens there. By the way, the B-1 bombers, the United States Air Force has 61 B-1 bombers. Only 10% of the B-1s are fully mission capable, according to a South Dakota senator, John Thune. Wow. Wow and wow. All right. We're coming back. Going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report again here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
CCR to bring you in this time with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our good friends at your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check them out, Pilot and Flying J, all across the United States of America. And for our truckers out there and our bus drivers and all our taxi drivers and whatnot, this is for you. Locally, heavy rainfall is expected the next few days across parts of the Central Plains into the mid to lower Mississippi Valley, from possible organized showers and thunderstorms near a stalled front. Now, that front right now, I'm looking at it right now, it's from Wyoming east over into the parts of Iowa and Missouri and Kansas and Nebraska and the northeastern part of Colorado too right now. So a lot of different rain and flood watches and warnings and all that. But precipitation amounts will be anywhere from 1 to 5 inches of rain possible through Sunday from southeast Nebraska to portions of Arkansas. And you'll remember off at Air Force Base, which is in northeastern Nebraska, just now they're going to go work on the levees to try to correct the problem when the levees broke and flooded the base during the floods earlier in the spring. Now, the excessive rainfall and flash flooding is going to persist, and right now you do have flash flood watches and warnings and flood warnings. I'll get to the flood warnings first, since they seem to be in a couple of different places. Central and eastern Kansas, southeastern Kansas, going into Missouri right around Branson, definitely Joplin to Springfield. You've got rain, you've got flash flood watches, but as you go north of there towards Kansas City, you've got flash flood warnings up through there, and pretty much all the way to Kansas City, where they're getting rain right now, and they've got flood watches and flood warnings in that area. Now, in Nebraska, southeastern Nebraska, you've got flood watches and warnings there. It is raining there now. Eastern Wyoming, from Laramie over into Nebraska to about Sydney, Nebraska, you have got rain pretty much steady, and you've got flood watches and warnings there. South Dakota, Rapid City, South Dakota tonight. Again, this is like the third or fourth night in a row. You've got rain, and you've got flash flood watches and warnings there. So that would be I-90, so be careful there in that particular part of the country. Now, I'm going to come back to my home state, Florida, south of Lake Okeechobee, from about Fort Myers south down into the Keys. You have got a low-pressure system bringing thunderstorms and showers to that area across to Fort Pierce and all the way down Miami and down into Key West. So there's a band of showers that's been pretty much raining on and off all night long. One band comes through, another band forms and comes through. It's just one of those things going on down there. Liquid sunshine, we call it. And then, going out to Arizona, we have got a poor air quality alert again for about the third or fourth day in a row from Phoenix to Tucson, so be advised out there. Not only will it be warm, but it's also going to have some very poor air conditions to be out in the air. Central Oklahoma tonight, where it's not raining, you have a high heat index advisory. Temperatures will be between 110 and 115 degrees with a heat index. Actual temperature will be anywhere from the high 90s to the low to middle 100s. A lot of those temperatures in the area. And this is pretty much along I-35 north-south from Texas straight north to the southern part of Kansas. Now, out west, if you're on I-80 coming out of Reno, climbing up over Donner, when you get into California from Truckee to Lake Tahoe down to Auburn Hills, you've got a fire threat advisory, very dry conditions. Please be careful. Don't throw any cigarettes out anywhere near the highway or whatnot. It's very, very dry up there, so please be careful. And then for the entire southern part of Oregon tonight, Medford over to just about the California, Nevada,
Oregon line right in there, that little triangle. You've got a poor air advisory there. You've got unsettled conditions in the northeastern and north central part of Washington State tonight for showers developing and moving east out of there. And you've got another new front coming in off the coast of Seattle and Bremerton moving in. That'll have rain with it. It'll have some wind with it as well. So we'll keep our eyes on that for the weekend. Now, getting back to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, we've got our friends up there in Valdosta and Lake Park, right there just over the Florida state line in I-75. And if you truckers going out of Florida, stop there, or coming down, stop there, you can enjoy a free cup of coffee. Just tell them the captain sent you. So go in there and take advantage of that. And by the way, Pilots, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Used to run in there, grab a hot dog off the rotisserie, a bag of chips, get you a drink, and you were out because that's about all they had. Well, now the Pilots, you can find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, or a full-service, full-menu Dunkin' Donuts at a Pilot. Now, at the Flying J's, of course, obviously, you find the sit-down Denny's, Huddle Houses, and Moe's Southwest Grill. But the bigger ones around the cities, the bigger cities, will also have either a Subway or a Pizza Hut or a Taco Bell, might have a Dunkin' Donuts in there, too. Or even a Dairy Queen. So, check them out. Pilot and Flying J. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. All right, well, coming up after the top of the hour, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, will be with us. And his assignment last night was to watch the debates, much as he probably didn't want to, and give us a full report, so we're going to wait and see what happens there. And then bottom of the hour, we got a treat. We've got the author, the columnist from Brooks Says or Brooks Way, however you want to do it. I think her Twitter handle is Brooks Way, and that would be Brooke Emery, and she's going to be with us at the bottom of the next hour. Going to have some fun with her, because, again, she was watching, well, maybe she wasn't. Knowing her, she might not have been, but she was paying attention, how's that, to the Democrats. And when I come back with Ron Edwards, we're going to play something that's going to surprise you. The Democrats are doing something that most of their own people in the party don't care for with this turn way to the left. Most of their people, by a substantial margin, do not care for what they're doing, their own party members. When are they going to stop? When are they going to turn it around? Are they going to keep doing that just because of Donald Trump and they're trying to do anything they can to upset the apple cart? Collar and Pivot Strategy, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. By the way, check out Rules for Deplorables, the book. Rules for Deplorables, the book. And you'll be glad you did. I'll tell you, that's quite a little book. I'm finishing up reading it now. All right, I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn again.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.